This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We're ready to roll with the Friday staple. That is a chance for you to chat with Kevin, Congressman Kevin Cramer. No, excuse me, Senator Kevin Cramer. We gave him a promotion a while ago. The voters of North Dakota gave him that promotion, that is. All of you are fine listeners. So if you have a question or comment, a couple of ways to do it. You can call. We already have lines stacked up, raring to go right now at 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Todd the Radio God, 701-226-8503 to text Todd, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hello, and welcome once again, Senator Kevin Cramer.
Hey, hello, and happy belated National Radio Day.
Say, thank you very much for that. It was very nice. It was National Radio Day yesterday. I didn't even know it was National Radio Day. I didn't know.
What?
So in other words, there weren't a bunch of presents under the tree?
There was not. No, there was not.
Well, they're not under a tree. They're under a radio tower of a radio day.
There you go. That makes sense.
But that's
it was pretty cool when I learned about that. Actually, I will confess, that one slipped by me as well, and my crack schedulers didn't catch it on the Hallmark, card tree. But who did tell me about it were the two guys you know well, Scott, over at KHND in Harvey, Rick Jensen and R. David Adams, and I do a little gig with them every Thursday on a show they call Get It Off Your Chest. So it's sort of a 15-minute therapy session. But anyway, they're the ones that told me about it, and so I quickly put together a little impromptu sort of edited video Hallmark card for all my radio friends. So
very nice.
You're on the top of the list, as you know.
That was so nice. Very, very, very nice. And this is a great opportunity for your constituents to have a chance to chat with you every Friday. So radio is intertwined with the your outreach and things you do, which I think is great, and folks take advantage of it, and we appreciate that, and please do. Couple of questions. I want to follow up on what happened earlier this week in Devil's Lake with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife director coming, and also the renaming of White Horse Hill there, as well as hearing that is underway right now with the Postmaster General. But we'll go to the callers first, and we'll circle back to those things.
Sure.
We talked a little bit about the post office last week, but this thing is gone to a crazy level here, so we'll talk about that, too. Monty and Tioga, you're first, though, for Senator Kevin Cramer. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Yes, Senator Cramer, I'm concerned about a letter I received from Rand Paul and the U.S. treaty with the U.N. and number 204. And I don't believe that this should ever go beyond you guys, except to return it to the president with a do not pass thing. I don't know if you're familiar with the treaty legislation or not.
I'm not. I don't know. Is it a House bill, or is it? Do you know off the top of your head?
It says period RES.
Yeah, it looks like it's House Resolution 204, huh? Is that where the 204 comes from?
No.
That's the treaty number.
No, I don't think so.
I'm looking here from Rand Paul's website, and it says he has a resolution to remove the U.S. Arms Treaty, Arms Trade Treaty from the U.S. Senate consideration and return it to President Trump.
Sure. So it's an actual bill, I believe, or a resolution that he's introduced. And it's a resolution that's been out there for a little while. So in this Congress, he introduced it better than a year ago, maybe close to a year and a quarter, year and a half ago, to remove the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty from the United States Senate. I'd have to study it a little bit more. It's looks like sort of a one-person deal here. I pulled it up just now on GovTrack as well. So let me look at it and see. A lot of times, resolutions like this will get introduced sort of to make a point. I don't know what the status of it is. If it's been, I suppose it's been assigned to a committee, I would think, by the parliamentarian. They would have assigned it, I suppose, to Foreign Affairs or Foreign Relations Committee. And I think Senator Paul actually sits on that. So, but it's an executive resolution simply to return this to the President of the United States. So anyway, we'll look more into it, and if others have thoughts about it, I'd love to hear from them.
Thanks for sharing, though. Appreciate that, Marty. It says here that it paves the way, this UN resolution paves the way for international law and pressure to determine U.S. policy instead of our Constitution, and could usher in increased regulation to restrict American liberties. So that's why he says he's concerned about it, but who knows on the status anyway.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. It's hard for me to imagine many circumstances where I would disagree with removing authority from the United Nations and bringing it back into the sovereignty of the United States of America. Now, that said, I don't know the entire history of all of this and where, you know, what the United States has conceded to at this point as part of the resolution, but it's, again, without knowing all the details, it's rare that I wouldn't support something that would restore American sovereignty that we've acquiesced to the United Nations.
Jeff in Buxton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm an owner-operator truck driver, and every year we have to pay heavy highway use tax. You go into the IRS and pay them $550, they stamp your paperwork, then come December, you can re-register or renew your tabs on your semi. They're not allowing us to go in and pay that now. You have to go online and do it through a third party. I don't understand why the IRS can't have a piece of plexiglass and the truck driver has to fill out all the paperwork himself. They stamp it. I don't see where the person would have any risk of getting coronavirus or anything like that by just stamping your paper and you're on your way to drop your check into a box or something. Also, why can't they just tack that onto your registration and just pay it at the DMV when you renew your vehicle?
So, great points, great questions. So let me start with just the IRS in general, shall we? The IRS has been a very troubling agency, obviously, for a long, long time. It's hard to love the IRS. And even under this administration, the IRS is complicated. But when it comes to things since COVID-19 has been declared, they've been almost impossible to deal with. In fact, they seem to be the least working agency in the federal government. And there are a whole bunch of people listening to me right now, maybe several on the phone, for all I know, waiting to talk about some IRS problem as it relates to their stimulus checks, for example. We have in my shop here in the United States Senate, when I say here, I mean my shop in Washington, Bismarck, Williston, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, have been dealing with dozens if not hundreds of IRS complaints because IRS personnel don't seem to work much anymore. And so this person raises a point specific to the heavy vehicle use tax form. Now, I didn't realize that they've tried to force everybody or push everybody to online. And I'm not against more online, by the way. I think the more convenient we can make it, the better. However, it's not an excuse to not show up for work. And by the way, Scott, you know, as I rant a little bit here, this has been true of a lot of federal agencies. It's been very frustrating. They've found a way to not work, and that's really unfortunate because that includes even things like call centers, for example. If somebody has a problem with the IRS or they have a problem getting their stimulus check, they call us. We answer the phone. Now, there may be occasions where it rings through to a voicemail and we have to get back to somebody, but my people are all working. And for the most part, they're working at their offices. And they wear a mask if they have to get into the place. But they're working. And so what happens is we become the call center for North Dakotans for the IRS. So I'm glad this person called, and I'm glad that other people are hearing this on the radio. to answer your question as to why they don't do it, I don't know, except that I'll bring it up again with Secretary Mnuchin. I brought up another issue with him this morning, apart from the IRS, relating to the Paycheck Protection Program forgiveness as we move forward to what might be a compromise deal that could break as maybe as soon as next week. We'll see. But I'll bring this issue up as well because we're all very frustrated. We deal in good faith with our citizens. We call the IRS on their behalf because nobody answers the IRS phone calls, and we try to break through by getting a back door into somebody that might be have shown up for work, and then things sit around for several other weeks, and it's very frustrating, certainly for the constituent, and it's very frustrating for us. If you hang on, I'll try to find, if you want me to find an answer to your specific point, but I worry, Scott, that what's happening right now, there are a lot of entities, including large retailers, that are using this moment to steer people more toward online purchasing, and we're losing Main Street as a result of it, and much of it will not come back.
Losing local, yeah.
Losing local,
yeah.
No question.
Yeah, local mom-pop operations, no doubt about that. Jeff, hang on a sec, we'll get your contact information for Senator Kramer's office. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back to the phones just a moment here for Senator Kevin Kramer. If you have a question or comment for him on the Talk Radio Town Hall today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can ask him anything. Once in a while I see some snarky things. I go, those aren't town halls. How is this different? And first of all, this is about the only kind of town hall there are these days, other than occasionally having somebody come on like we did up in the Devil's Lake yesterday or earlier this week. But this is as town hall gets. You can ask anything and everything of Senator Kramer on the question. Same thing on the text, 701-367-2054 to text us. 701-226-8503 is Todd's. And then call us at 800-228-0550. I also want you to know, if, for instance, some Thursday, you're thinking, boy, Senator Kramer's on the radio tomorrow, and I really want to know about this, you can call the 24-7 Oasis Petroleum Hotline at 855-200-1776. That's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your comment, and we will use it on the air, okay? That's because we love that Be the Buffalo spirit about North Dakotans. You're working 24-7. You never know. You know, we're here two of the 24 hours in a day, so the other 22, Be the Buffalo. 855-200-1776. One other quick note here. I love it when I get questions like this from our audience, but a texter says, who's your diesel buddy? I assume they mean CJ at DAC Diesel, because I don't know. I know a lot of diesel buddies, but if you need something fixed, he's your diesel buddy is who he is, because he fixes all things diesel. And his shop is in Bismarck. He services vehicles from all over, but I'll give you the website, DACDiesel.com, DACDiesel.com, or you can call him at 701-258-5011. Repair, maintenance, if it's just giving you fits, you can't get it right, they'll get it right. Okay, DAC Diesel. CJ's my diesel buddy. Okay, there you go, my diesel buddy. Let's see, who's next? Chris in Watford City. Go ahead for Senator Kramer.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Senator Kramer. I've got a kind of a convoluted question. I hope you can follow along. If you think about the way we are leading up to this election, and election years are always crazy, and you think about the script that the Democrats are following that is so blatantly obvious about pulling back law enforcement, Black Lives Matter and Antifa being unleashed in basically lawless zones, the hyper sensitivity to all things COVID, to shut things down, to drive the economy into the floor, all of the different things that have been going on. The one thing that seems untouchable by Congress and by the president because of the 10th Amendment is these mayors disempowering the police and creating these lawless Marxist revolutionary, incubation zones. And I was wondering if perhaps you've obviously thought about this a lot because there are Americans there, the majority of them, 90%+ of the Americans there, 90 beyond that percent of the Americans there, are Americans and Oregonians, are Americans and people from, you know, name the state. And
Minnesotans.
The 10th Amendment, being what it is, talk to me about approaching from a civil rights perspective of those that are being damaged in the quiet enjoyment of their peace and liberty because these mayors have been derelict in their duty and actually have been actively undermining the Constitution. And they've denied people the benefit of just a decent police force. Most cops, one of my kids is a cop, most cops really want to do the right thing. When I say most, I'm talking 99%+ of them do.
Right. It's not like 50+1, yeah.
How do you address and empower, because it's going to have to be an executive thing, because Congress can't move fast enough on this stuff by design. It's a good thing. But how do you empower the executive without going crazy and creating a national police force? How do you empower the executive to preserve the civil rights of those people who are being, whose rights are being trampled on by the mayors and the Democrat machine, as they all they want is power, and they're willing to destroy anybody and anything to get it? And I'm grateful for you, by the way. And I love the program, and I love the fact that you come and visit us sometimes several times a week, but once a week, because it's a way to touch our constitutional republic and influence the Democratic part of it, in that we get to give you words and influence stuff so that your vote makes a difference for all of us. But so thank you, and hope you have a blessed fall, and hopefully in November we're all happy, but I'm a little nervous.
Wow.
But address that question, please.
Scott, this is just a great question. And it's a conversational question that requires, we really ought to have, if you talk about a town hall, you talk about, you know, a round table or a conversation specifically on this issue would be really fantastic. And because the caller makes an important point, there are constitutional rights, and then there are constitutional rights, and he references the Tenth Amendment. So with regard to policing, and I'm going to put this in a little different context, because I want us to recognize how fortunate we are right now in North Dakota on this very week to be celebrating the fact that a U.S. federal judge in Bismarck, Judge Dan Traynor, ruled in favor of the state of North Dakota's right and the merits of a case to go forward suing in federal tort claims court, making a tort claim against the United States Army Corps of Engineers for $38 million for police costs that the state had to endure because of, not just to protect federal property, which the federal government wasn't willing to do, by the way. And this is, of course, in the Obama administration. Not only were they not willing to do it, but they used their federal property to facilitate a staging area for not just bad behavior, not just criminal behavior, but violence against police officers themselves. And thank goodness for Donald Trump. Thank goodness for the appointment of a good, smart, constitutional judge in Dan Traynor. And thank goodness that we didn't just cave to them, and that Wayne Stengem, our attorney general in the state of North Dakota, is pursuing the $38 million that the federal government rightfully owes us. And so I'll be happy to talk more about that in a moment. But the caller's important. What do you do with a bunch of with a Democratic mayor in Portland, a Democratic governor of Oregon, and all of the many, many law-abiding Democrats who elected these people, when their own city is under siege, and they get to set up these, you know, no law enforcement zones like they did in Seattle, like they have now multiple places, remembering that the first one ever, at least in modern history, was on United States Army Corps of Engineers land right here in North Dakota, where the criminals got to squat. Got to establish a no law enforcement zone, and they ran the place, and they determined who gets in and who gets out, including whether the Corps of Engineers officers themselves, who are supposed to be the caretakers of the land on behalf of the people of the country who own it. That's how upside down we've gotten. So what is the constitutional responsibility here? On the one hand, I think the federal government has every right in the world to protect its own property, even though in the Obama era it didn't. In our era, in the Trump era, they should be able to provide all the police they need to protect, say, a federal building. Beyond that, what is their both responsibility and their authority? And that is a reasonable question to be asked. And because even people in places like Minneapolis that aren't smart enough to vote Republican deserve protection. I think the answer to your question is the next election. We honor states' rights, local rights, private property rights, of course, sometimes get confused in all of that. At the front end, of course, private property rights are the most fundamental freedom, in my view, that undergird our exceptionalism as a country.
Appreciate that call very much. Love those big picture thoughtful issues, because really that's, you know, how
it's really at the heart of it.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. Somebody wants to know how you deal with the craziness of Washington, D.C. We have that question and more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
No. North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by Democrats of trying to sabotage the Postal Service to help President Trump's re-election, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is before a Senate panel at this hour, defending his brief tenure so far and saying that changes must be made to keep the Postal Service sustainable.
It has been 3 years since the commission concluded that our current system is not working. We urgently require the PRC to do its job and establish a more rational regulatory system for our mail products.
Democrats note that DeJoy has been a longtime major donor to Republicans, including President Trump. Laura is officially a tropical storm now, working its way towards Florida, one of two storms that are threatening the southern U.S. states. The other, Tropical Depression 14, as of now, is more likely to head towards Texas and Louisiana. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish I had the time to wait for those golden tones to come in here. Yeah, there it is. Oh, there it is. We're back on the What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, who right now are standing by thinking of what the next great invention is. Think about what they've come up with. First of all, the MyPillow invention in and of itself is incredible. How was it born? It was born of people coming to the North Dakota State Fair, the Red River Valley Fair in Fargo, all these different festivals. Mike would be there himself selling things, and he would start conversations with people, and they'd say, boy, if you ever do a pillow, I just can't be a kink in the neck. And he had trouble sleeping, and that's how the MyPillow was born. Literally coming to fairs here in the Upper Midwest. And now it's this worldwide product. It's really incredible. And, of course, it's moved from pillows to mattresses to mattress toppers. Those are 30% off now. And two free standard pillows when you buy one of those right now. So that's a great deal. Beach blankets, beach towels, the sheets, the pet pillows. They've got a lot going. 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com to save big. Okay, off-air call, and then we're going to go Denny and Moorhead, Grant and Bismarck, Jim in South Dakota, and Ernie. Just has a question mark, Ernie, so I don't know where you're at. I'm not trying to slight your town. This one came in off the air, though. Roll it.
How in the world does he handle the frustration of working with people who in government and people who have a bloated view of themselves? And I cannot handle even dealing with my local school district in this atmosphere. How does he handle it? What does he do with all that frustration every day?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. So, but he made a profound point in his question. He said, I can't even handle, you know, dealing with the local school board. And let me just tell you, guys, there's those people that are willing to be on a school board, county commission, city council, in a place like North Dakota, the state legislature, church council. I've been in, you know, I've been on the church council. I've been president of the church council. That's is every bit as challenging in many respects, because of course that's where you're closest to the people. But it's also why, for me, in terms of dealing with, you know, say the other egos in the United States Congress, or worse yet, by the way, the bureaucracy, is that I do come home and I try to stay as connected as a you know, as a school board member does. It's really helpful to be from North Dakota, to be able to come home to North Dakota, to have this opportunity and this access. And Scott, thanks for raising the point earlier. You know, every now and then somebody will, you know, write a snarky comment and say, well, that's not a real town hall. I would submit to you that what we're doing right now, especially with the 24-hour call-in line, is way more effective and certainly more efficient than even a whole bunch of in-place town halls. Now, I love doing in-person town halls, as you know, and we've had to sort of reduce that, obviously, and it's been more round tables and things like that where we have to exercise a little more discipline. But all of that said, part of it is just being from North Dakota and representing North Dakotans, where even, frankly, people who disagree with us are very civil. And our disagreements are civil, that they're handled in a civil manner. So that's part of it. I will also tell you though that I don't let things get personal. I get passionate, don't get me wrong, and others get passionate. But you also see a lot more success when you're actually in it than you'll get to see. And that's because we live in a media era now where everybody's in one corner or the other and no one's allowed to sort of cover the good news. Just as an example, imagine this, that the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, facilitated a peace accord between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. One of the biggest diplomatic victories in the last several decades in the world, certainly in the Middle East. Almost nobody noticed it because, of course, it was Donald Trump. And and when I get cornered by the national media, by the way, speaking of frustrating, there are a lot of them as individuals I like a lot. I'm very accessible to them. They know that. They appreciate that. I talk to them a lot. But they never want to talk about the policies that we pass. They never want to talk about the Veterans Affairs bill that we passed unanimously on the floor when I was presiding over the Senate, or the markup that passes unanimously, or the successful things we do on a very regular basis. So from your vantage point, you're seeing nothing but conflict, and that's not always the case. So anyway, I deal with it, first of all, with a great deal of prayer. And great gratitude that I represent good people like the caller and the others on this show, and including people that didn't vote for me. So, you know, attitude is a choice, and I wake up every day choosing to be optimistic.
Speaking of frustration, a texter says, can you ask Kevin if he can get the ear of some House members? And when Pelosi puts this $25 billion bill on the floor tomorrow, to stand up and make the Dems put on the record exactly what every cent is going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick and tired of being taxed to pay for government employees to get rich and have extravagant retirement benefits.
Well, so without getting into the details of it, there are several House Democrats, and when I say several, I mean dozens right now, who are very concerned by the Speaker's approach. I suspect you're going to start seeing the Speaker become a little more publicly amenable to a deal. And the reason I say that is because dozens of House Democrats are starting to come over to the Senate and talk to Senate Republicans and say, we need a deal. We want a deal. And the reason for that is that they're not going to get reelected if Nancy Pelosi continues down this AOC path of pure hostility and confrontation. And she can't afford to be the leader of the party that is pushing for Green New Deal, Medicare for all, hyper-socialism. It's just untenable. Defunding the police. These are not principles that people like Colin Peterson can continue to be a part of. And you know what the real answer to all of that is? Elect Republicans in those districts. Even there are some really good Democrats that are moderates. But if Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker, it doesn't matter how moderate you are. So you've got to deal with it in the context of the whole and the greatness of America, and remain optimistic. And I am going to be optimistic.
That's one of the reasons that, you know, you can say, hey, Colin Peterson's a pretty reasonable Democrat. And he is, honestly.
I love him.
Pro-life, and he's great for farmers. There's no doubt about it. But his vote for Speaker will be for Nancy Pelosi. And that thing, that alone can do such, and as we see, enormous damage. That, you know, look, unless you support Nancy Pelosi, you shouldn't support Colin Peterson. That's the bottom line, in my view.
That's the bottom line. With regard, I might just say, you know, with regard to legislation, I do think you're going to start seeing some movement, because this $25 billion U.S. Postal Service bill. First of all, it's a ruse. It makes no sense. And right now, as we're on the air, I think the hearing that Ron Johnson's conducting with the Postmaster General has been going very well this morning, because all of these lies that Pelosi and Schumer have been touting about this Postmaster General was recommended. First of all, there are hundreds of people that applied. Narrowed down to dozens, the Board of Governors, which is bipartisan, recommended him and voted for him unanimously, Republicans and Democrats. And the issues that the U.S. Postal Service is dealing with, the things they're complaining about, like the removal of blue boxes and the closing of centers, that all happened under Barack Obama. That hasn't happened under Donald Trump. So the notion that Donald Trump is stealing mailboxes to pervert the vote-by-mail process is a complete 100% fallacy lie.
Yeah,
by Democrats.
And your colleague from Oklahoma, former pastor,
James Langford.
Bible care, Langford. Oh, he's so good. He really laid that out so well today. And you're exactly right. I mean, the collection boxes were being collected and moved just like they have been for decades. Because does it make sense to send a postman into pick up mail that's never there? I mean, because first class mail doesn't get used anymore, so they move them. They move them and they take them out of service. And they had a video of somebody doing it in Burbank, and they turn it into a fear thing. Everything they have is fear. Everything they're deploying is fear. And clearly, in my mind, on the Postal Service, this was all about, okay, we're going to lose this election, and we want an argument when we lose the election that he stole the election, so we're going to compile all this stuff and just make it up. I mean, yep. Is that too strong?
No. No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so the thing that we have to remember, though, it kind of gets back to that original discussion about the 10th Amendment. This is another area where even President Trump, you know, I think he's in a tough spot, because one thing we want to avoid is federalizing elections. That's what Democrats want to do. They want to federalize the elections. They want universal vote by mail. Now, the reality is that in the COVID-19 era, regardless of your views on it, there's going to be more voting by mail. Some states will want to vote by mail. They'll have universal vote by mail. Other states will liberalize their absentee ballot process, which is more secure than universal vote by mail. But that is up to states, and that is up to governors and their secretaries of state. What we don't want to do is facilitate that nonsense, but we also don't want to hamstring the post office in a year where there's going to be a lot more ballots. That's not what we're doing, and that's not what's happening. In fact, the Postal Service has $15 billion cash on hand right now. They have a $10 billion line of credit at the Department of Treasury. Republicans have already stated, and the president has already stated, same with the Senate, that we're willing to turn that $10 billion line of credit into a grant to help make sure that, you know, postmaster generals from the various states and around the country, that the postmasters can pay overtime, for example, to make sure they facilitate. The other thing to remember is voting by mail, even in a liberal circumstance, isn't a super great extra burden on a post office in context of the entirety of its business in any given day. So it's all been exaggerated to drive fear. Once again, when you don't have facts, you use fear, and that's what liberals are using. But we're going to have the post office is going to be just fine. We're going to have it all covered. And if you're more comfortable voting by mail, I think you should feel comfortable doing that.
Danny Moorhead, next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I got a comment, and then I got a question for each of you. I think the president would win a 50-state landslide if he just did two things he said he was going to do. One is to have health care for all, which was much cheaper. And the other one would be, like, he said that he would eliminate the national debt over 8 years. Well, that there hasn't happened.
I don't remember the latter one being promised, but the first one, obviously, on health care, comes back to pre-existing conditions and changing that. And certainly many view it as a failure of the Republican leadership to have something in place before the election. So what do you say on those two points?
So with regard to health care for all, and to make sure I understood, he said at a lower rate. He has helped bring down some rates by providing through executive orders, because the Congress itself hasn't been able to get either the 60 votes in the Senate or both chambers in a divided Congress to pass anything. There have been lots of proposals, but nothing that's been able to be passed. Understandably, it's difficult to pass things, and the founders made that guaranteed, and that's a good thing. But with regard to lowering rates, he actually has, by opening up the through executive orders, many options that were not available under Obamacare. But of course, all of that's being sued and litigated as well.
I think Trump promised to eliminate the deficit, not the federal debt, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But anyway, Denny, appreciate the call. We have others waiting and lots of topics to cover with Senator Kevin Cramer. We'll continue. One more break coming up. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. In fact, you pay what we pay, employee pricing.
on 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding the GMC, Sierra, LD, and HD. And, of course, Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business. That's what makes Schwann stand out from all the others. Meanwhile, a lot of pre-owned specials going on with You Pay What We Pay, and lots of those, especially the GM program vehicles, come with that lifetime warranty. Check out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll go into a lightning round here and get everybody in as quick as we can. 25 days until Big Iron, by the way. So glad it's happening. It has to happen. It's ag essential, for crying out loud, folks. This is a big part of what we do in the Northern Plains, September 15th through the 17th, Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And the folks at High Plains Apache want to remind you, don't miss this. Come see them. The biggest, the best in farm machinery and technology to help today's growers. The 2021 models at High Plains Apache, those sprayers, have some incredible features, so come see them firsthand or check them out now at highplainsapache.com. All right, quick questions, quick answers. We'll go through as many of these as we can for Senator Kevin Cramer. Brian in South Fargo, go.
Hi, I don't have a question. It's a quick statement. The thing that bothers me about talking about the Postal Service is everybody acts or sounds like the Postal Service is a machine. It's not. It's a group of probably hundreds of thousands of individuals that can screw up, can make mistakes, can do things on purpose to harm this election. I did not get my mail for over 2 weeks one time because the postman who was delivering my mail didn't want to deliver my mail to the mailbox because I had mail in there already because we were on vacation. So he ended up not delivering to me for like 3 months. This is a group of individuals that can screw things up, and I think we should vote in person.
So important point. Not only can they screw things up, just imagine the possibilities when dozens of people touch your ballot rather than one. And so there's no question that the integrity of voting is much better in person. Scott, I would actually submit to you and it would support facilitating maybe a longer election day, maybe a two election days. Maybe you vote on Monday and Tuesday, or even start on Sunday. But you also remember that in North Dakota, at least, absentee voting and early voting can be done in person at county courthouses and things. So to the caller's point, without commenting on the Postal Service itself, they are imperfect people. It is a big bureaucracy, and we should be voting in person if at all possible. Amen. And one way to do that is to do it early.
Ernie, you're next for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello there. What are you doing? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Ernie. Go ahead.
What are you doing as far as the reservations closing their highway down on Cheyenne River? Chairman Frazier, they blocked the roads, and Governor Noem is working to reopen them roads. And the people that live down on the reservation are having to be subject to the policies of the reservation when we aren't enrolled. What are you doing to protect our constitutional rights down there? And how are you doing on reopening the roads in South Dakota? Thanks,
Ernie.
Yeah, I would recommend you call either Mike Rounds or John Thune or maybe or Dusty Johnson, they're your congressman. I'm not familiar with that. I do know Chairman Frazier, although I haven't talked to him in some time. So I guess I'm not familiar with the situation or what's going on.
Last time I had Christy Noem on the program, who, by the way, is considering accepting our invite to come to Big Iron, so we're looking forward to that. But she was very frustrated by it, because there's some real defiance down there. So I know it's an issue they're working on every single day. Texas says,
why is the road closed, Scott, if I might ask?
I guess the tribe just decided they were going to close it. It was a COVID thing. They wanted to decide, what they were going to do related to COVID, and they, the hassles that causes everybody else on the road having to go around the tribe, it's a real pain to commerce beyond them policing who comes in and out of the reservation. So
that's it's a pretty big problem, obviously.
Texter says, tell Senator Cramer we appreciate his attending the Trump 2020 boat parade in Bismarck tomorrow. Boy, there's a lot of buzz for that thing, huh?
I can't wait. There will be hundreds of boats the way it's sounding, everyone should be there that didn't know about it. Check it out on Facebook. It's on my political page, my personal page. It's going to be really, really fun. It's going to be a beautiful day, it looks like. There'll be hundreds of Trump votes on the Missouri River, and we'll be making lots of noise.
A couple things I want to consolidate. We only have about a minute and a half left in the calls on a number of topics, but a few folks want to know what you thought about Joe Biden last night. Were you riveted by his speech?
Well, riveted, no. Riveted would be way too high a standard. What I worry about is that the expectations have been lowered to the point where if the guy doesn't drool, you know, he had a successful full speech. I watched the whole thing. Frankly, my observation of it was that it was really boring. I mean, obviously it's partisan. It's supposed to be partisan. It's the Democratic convention. I thought he performed as well as he's able to and ever has in his entire life, by the way. But it was really boring. Good two-thirds of it were just sort of high-level silliness. I mean, trying to an attempt at emotion or something. You know, we can do better. Let's do better. I'll do better. I promise I'll be better than the other guys who's bad. Okay, but really, really nothing from a policy standpoint. Other than, by the way, he's got a wonderful plan for dealing with COVID-19. It's the Trump plan. I mean, I thought, really? These are your ideas, the things that the president's been doing for months? Congratulations. You're brilliant, you know? So I thought it was boring.
Every single one of them. I couldn't believe it. I was waiting to hear what he's going to do, and the only thing that he proposed real actual proposals for was COVID, and it was all things that have been done by the president.
Well, you know, except a mandate. Except a mandate to wear a mask wherever you go in the United States of America, all while delivering a speech without a mask.
Yeah, so if you want to still be wearing masks in January, vote for Joe Biden, then, I guess, right?
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Wow, crazy. We don't have time on Devil's Lake. I wish we did because it was a great event and wonderful that you could bring the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director out here. I know that so many people appreciated that. Same with your first bill, Whitehorse Hill, named in a proper fashion once again for folks there at Spirit Lake. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. Got to go, folks. Don't forget, lunch today, PetroServe USA.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.